Nolte, Disney faces boycott after Mulan star sides with Hong Kong police. By John Nolte on August 16, 2019. Hashtag boycott Mulan is trending after Disney's Chinese-born star of Mulan Crystal Liu Yifei offered her support for the brutal Hong Kong police over democracy-seeking protesters. Using Weibo, which is basically China's version of Twitter, to her 65 million followers on Wednesday, the actress shared an image from China's Communist Party newspaper, The People's Daily, that read, "I support the Hong Kong police, you can beat me up now." She added the hashtag I also support the Hong Kong police with a heart emoji and the sentiment, "What a shame for Hong Kong." And now the boycott hashtag, as of this writing, is the top trender on Twitter and almost all of the comments reacting to it are critical. Why are people surprised, though, surprised that anyone associated with Disney would side with brutal communist enforcers over people waving American flags, who only want to be free? Disney has been kissing red Chinese ass for at least a decade. In fact, for the last 10 years, all of Hollywood has openly sold its black soul to the red Chinese. We have been covering this for years at Breitbart News. Because Hollywood is run by greedy, left-wing tyrants, we have seen movie after movie after movie that portrays this brutal regime as benevolent and heroic. What's more, Hollywood now censors itself, polices itself, and willingly surrenders its own artistic expression to these censorious monsters, and does so for only one reason, naked greed, to gain access to a country building thousands and thousands of movie screens every year. So, of course the star of Mulan sides with the tyrants. Of course she does, because that is exactly how you fit in Hollywood. You go along to get along, and Hollywood adores the red Chinese because the red Chinese make Hollywood even richer. Look at the crap Hollywood is engaging in to make a few extra bucks off an evil regime. If the film industry is willing to switch out a patch on Tom Cruise's jacket, is sweating the small stuff, imagine how artistic visions and inspired ideas, the big stuff, the stuff that matters, are being pummeled to satisfy Hollywood's fascist Chinese masters. Remember when the Red Dawn remake changed the invaders from the Red Chinese to North Korea? The movie was already shot, already in the can. And to appease China, we were suddenly invaded by a country filled with starving people that is no threat to anyone, much less a red state. The truth is this. There is no savagery China can commit on its own people that will ever shock the conscience of Hollywood, which is itself staffed with leftist tyrants. All China had to do to gain control of Hollywood was to create a market for these greedy studios and executives, and it worked like a charm. I don't blame this stupid actress. She doesn't know any better. But Disney chair Bob Iger and the rest of the godless suits in Hollywood do know better, they just don't care. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.